We go now to Bella Coola, where you're tuned to us at 103.5 FM. And that's where Quinnell author Tom Swanky is releasing a second book about one of Canada's darkest chapters. The book is called The Smallpox Warfare in the New Hawk Territory. It examines British colonial decisions in the 1860s here in BC, and it's based on matching oral histories from elders. Its conclusion is that British colonialists committed genocide by using smallpox-infested blankets. And we reached the author, Tom Swanky, by phone this morning in Bella Coola. Hello.
Good morning, Carolina.
Why did you set out to put together this series of books?
Well, as you noted, I'm from Quinnell originally. I was born in Quinnell, and that's where the Chilcotin Chiefs are buried. And I was actually born in the hospital that's on the graveyard of the Chilcotin Chiefs. And the Chilcotin Chiefs, what they did is they had killed 17 settlers over the introduction of smallpox. And they were punished for taking these defensive measures through a series of show trials that were carried out at Quinnell, and they were hanged there. And so it's always been a part of my history. And in order to understand my own history better, one day I went down to the Chilcotin National Government Office, and I said, tell me about it from your side. And for the first half hour, they just talked about smallpox.
Were you surprised by that?
I was surprised because I'm familiar mostly with the history, you know, as it's taught in the schools and so on. And so I spent the next 10 years going through the archival records on the theory that there's only one history, there's only one set of events, and so it should have been reflected in the documentary record somehow if it were true.
And that has not been the case typically.
It turns out is that because people don't listen to the elders when they go to write history or when they create histories for the school textbooks, they don't pay attention when they're reading the records to look for the signs that confirm what the elders teach.
It's interesting. We had a story on last week about a scientific DNA analysis that confirms precisely what the Tsimshian First Nations have been saying all along about how long they've resided on this coast. Why do you think it's hard to convince non-Indigenous people about these oral traditions?
Well, I don't know why, generally speaking. I think it's because we have taught and we have a lack of respect for them, and that's a colonial attitude that we haven't abandoned yet. And part of that is because the early history is so terrible that we'd really rather not know that we're the beneficiaries of this, what in 1862 was a very thorough and dramatic genocide.
You mentioned that you began this research with the Chilcotin. Now you're in the New Hawk territory. What has their response been to some of your more recent findings?
Well, that's a question you'd really have to ask them. However, they Noel Pootlis last night on behalf of the New Hawk Nation presented me with a couple of masks in appreciation of my work. And so I think that they're pleased that I've been able to show through the documentary record that what their elders have always been telling them. For example, with the New Hawk, the very name New Hawk, it means being drawn together. And that name arises from the result of the smallpox epidemics.
Really?
Yes. So the very foundation of this community is rooted in these epidemics.
Do you think that with these books that you'll convince non-Indigenous people that smallpox was, in fact, a genocide?
Well, anybody who's willing to look at the evidence and decide on the evidence rather than on opinion, I think will be convinced. It turned out that the Premier's office was convinced about spreading smallpox in the Chilcotin, and when the province exonerated the Chilcotin Chiefs in 2014, the Premier acknowledged for the record that settlers had spread smallpox deliberately in Chilcotin territory. And as it turns out, those same settlers are the settlers who spread the disease in New Hawk territory.
You're also filming a documentary about this.
My son is a documentary filmmaker, and this book is one of the documents that we've prepared as support for the documentary film.
And where do you hope to go with this? When will we be able to see it?
Well, one of the challenges, you know, in making a film of this period is that there's no photographs, no pictures. And so my son has been creating a whole visual record from scratch that represents the villages at the time, the people at the time, and so on. And much of it will be computer-generated images. Huh. And so this takes some time. And we will integrate that with pictures from today so that we show the places what they look like now, and then we can show a computer animation or computer record of what they look like in 1862.
Wow, I wish we had more time to talk about this, Tom, but we'll have to chat again when the documentary is ready to come out.
I look forward to it.
Yes, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Tom Swanky is the author of The Smallpox War in the New Hawk Territory. It has just been released. He and his son are in Bella Coola right now.